Thanks for connecting today, and I've got some news to share with you. We've been doing Daily Grace for almost 3 years, every day. What an incredible team, starting with Eric and Kyle, Sam, Jager, Joel. I mean, the list goes on, and we've enjoyed connecting so much. We want to continue to connect, but we're making a change in that we're going to do one video at the start of the week. And we're still learning how to do that best. I could go through each day of the week and talk about the different scripture that day, or just one overview of the general theme of the week. We're still deciding that. We're learning as we go. This is the first week we're doing it. We'd love your input. media@graceandauburn.com. media@graceandauburn.com. Let us know what you think. Now, our goal with Daily Grace is to help you experience Jesus every day. That hasn't changed. That won't change. Our goal at Daily Grace is to help you get in God's Word every day and not just study it, but live it and apply it. That combination is so powerful. The Holy Spirit wants to do that in all of our lives every day. We're going to give you scripture. We're going to lay out the whole week for you right now. And we want you to meet God, get in His Word, live out His Word. And today's verse is John chapter 15, verse 1. First five words, Jesus says, I am the true vine. With those words, there's seven I am statements by Jesus in the Gospel of John. When he says, I am, that is the name for God, Father God, going back to Exodus, where he reveals himself to Moses, I am, he is the great I am. And when Jesus says, I am, it's his deity. We know he's fully human and fully God. We're going to take a good look at those seven I am statements this week, each day of this week. That phrase right there, I am the true vine, it means that Jesus is your source. He's your source. He's my source. He invites us. He wants us to rely on him. He is our strength. He is our peace. He is our joy. You can say that during the week. I am the true vine. And whenever you're going through something difficult, by saying that out loud, you're reminding yourself to go to Jesus. He's your source. Abide and respond with Jesus. He says, I am the true vine. There's a lot of other options. We can abide in a lot of different things. But when we're healthy, it's because we abide in Jesus. He is the true vine. There is truth and love in Jesus. I want you to think through your life. And during a typical week, what are the days and times when you don't usually abide? Is it when you're losing your temper? Are you tempted in a certain situation? Is it a certain attitude? Is it a habit, like gossip? What is it, skipping church? What is it that you're tempted to just try to do things on your own strength, your way, call the shots, grab the steering wheel? And during those moments, this is the growth for the week. Instead, say, I am the true vine, talking about Jesus, quoting Jesus, as a reminder to focus on him, abide and respond. That's our goal this week, abiding and responding, looking to Jesus as our source, not trying to do things on our own strength. Let's get in the Word together. Love to hear from you. media@graceandauburn.com. Share with us over the last 3 years what Daily Grace has meant to you, and also help shape it moving forward as we're continuing to trust the Lord and walk with Jesus together.